Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? It's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I am the world's happiness specialist. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with your friends. Oh, my goodness. I say this every week, but I don't know where I'm getting these people following me and listening to me. This one's following you. But thank you for my new listeners, and especially for my new listeners today. I'm just going to do a very little bit of background, because who the hell is this Rebecca L. Norrington, happiness specialist? What the F? Well, listen. When I ask people if they want to be happier, raise your hand out there. I'm just going to ask you, audience, raise your hand if you want to be happier, you want to experience more happiness in your lifetime. Just raise your hand. Usually, everybody raises their hand. And when I was younger, all I wanted was to be happy. And I was on this roller coaster of life, feeling good for one moment, then feeling bad. Something would happen, I'd feel good. Another experience would happen, and I wouldn't feel so good. And so, I kept asking, can't I feel happy all the time? Is it possible? And with that question came decades and decades of reading, of experiencing, of trying, of searching and seeking for this happiness, for this sense. And you know what I'm talking about out there, because you hear it and you see it all the time when people get to a certain level where they've accomplished supposedly everything that they can, from the titles to the awards to the money, all of it, but there's something missing. You hear it in the songs. Happiness, I just want to be happy. And so when I say happy, I'm really talking about, I go through life, I experience things just like everyone else does. I'm talking about being rooted in a state of peace, being rooted in knowing and trusting that under all of it, I like to use the analogy of the ocean, and under all of it, at the bottom of the ocean, it's just peaceful. So is it possible to be at peace regardless of what happens? Regardless of what happens, is it possible to be happy? Is it possible to not allow the circumstances, whatever they are, to affect your peace, to affect your happiness, to affect, I like to say, contentment too? When I use happy, contentment, peace, it's the same. So I went on a journey to discover, to find out, is it possible? And I found out that happiness is just a practice skill. Like any other skill, whatever you're practicing in this moment, whatever you're practicing in your life is what you are going to experience. And I'm not talking about what happens to you. I'm talking about your response to what happens to you. I mean, can you get any more challenging than being quarantined and shelter in place and people not being able to, have a normal life. The sports are off. People aren't able to gather. I mean, can you get any more challenged than that? So the question comes, the answer, the solution is, what are you practicing? So if the wind blows to the left, okay, so let's see. There's two types of trees. There's the trees that's solid and stuck, and then there's also the tree that when the wind is blowing to the left, the tree is going to blow to the left. So it's are you able to be flexible? Are you able to flow enough? Are you able to be okay with whatever life hits you with? And that, again, it is a practice. My definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens, regardless of the pandemic, regardless of not being able to go outside, because some of you are not going outside, regardless of all of that. How about this one? Regardless of the people that are going outside and you don't like that they're going outside, or vice versa. You know, one of the things that subtracts from happiness is noticing what anybody else is doing and putting a judgment on it and saying that what they're doing is good or what they're doing is bad. That being in anybody else's business, noticing what anyone else is doing and then putting a judgment on it, and why the judgment? You know what I discovered years and years ago? I don't know about you, but I used to think that, and I've said it so many times on the show, but I used to think that if more people were like me, the world would be a better place. I can't even say that without laughing now. If more people were like me, the world would be a better place. That's how deep ingrained that program was, to think that my way was the only way to view things, was the only way to come to a conclusion. And if you weren't thinking like me or behaving like me, then there was something wrong with you. Raise your hand if you can relate to any of that. Oh, before I go on, let me give you the number to call in. I have a few people in the queue. The number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I look out, you know, I'm on social media and look at the news a little bit. When I say news, I'm talking about the social media news and what's going on. Yeah, I have my favorite people that I like to follow and keep up with. And we're all being tested. Let me say again, tested. We are all being exposed to what happens when you're challenged. See, I don't need to know who you are when the sun is shining and the temperature is a perfect 75 degrees. I know you when you're challenged and what happens when you're challenged. I'm talking about for me. What happens when I'm challenged? And today, which is the topic of today's show, the topic of today's show is what happens when you are in pain. And I'm not talking about a heartache. I'm talking about physical pain. Because when I say happiness is a practice, okay, let me just share with you. What do I practice? Let me share with you what my practice is when I say happiness is a practice. Again, it is a practice skill. So making happiness or peace, contentment, use the same, the words are interchangeable as far as I'm concerned. Making happiness or making peace my number one, my priority in every moment. That means in every moment I have a choice. I have a choice to focus, to choose a perspective, to accept, to surrender, to trust, to let go. I also have a choice to recognize the stories that my ego likes to tell me. There's something wrong. So let me start off with this story. I'm letting you know that this is the story that my ego tells me. And all stories are suspect. Every single story. Because the universe, and I use the term universe, some people use different terms, source, God, energy, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter to me. You can use whatever term you want. I'm cool with all terms. I'm accepting of all terms. But I refuse, will I say refuse, I have practiced over a period of years and years and years not to allow my circumstance or my experience to determine how I'm going to feel. You know, these emotions, from the emotions of sad, anger, annoying, even the emotion of being happy, even that emotion of feeling good, do you know that all emotions, that I can, when I practice, I can put any emotion on any circumstance that I am experiencing? So this show is called Reality Spirituality, so let me tell you exactly what's going on with me. I woke up this morning with a severe, and let me say this too, in my personal life, I do not discuss with anyone aches and pains, oh, my foot hurts, oh, my leg hurts, oh, I don't discuss it with anyone because for what reason? This is my perspective. For what reason? Why am I discussing my physical pain or my physical being uncomfortable or whatever it is, back hurts? Why am I discussing that with someone else? For me, it doesn't bring me any kind of peace. It doesn't bring me. Now, what am I doing? I'm discussing it to get sympathy. I'm discussing it. Why am I discussing it? So in my personal life, I don't discuss my aches and pains. And that's just me. But on my radio show on Reality Spirituality, this is what's going on, because it's a perfect example. I woke up today. I wish you could see me. I cannot, I can turn my head left and right. It's probably 2 inches. 2 inches of turning my head left and right. I slept, I tried to change the pillow position, and I woke up with such a pain in my neck. Not an imaginary pain, not a pain in my ass, a pain in my neck that is excruciating. to the point, you know what I did before the show? I know it's Sunday. I know the holiday is tomorrow. I put an ad in Craigslist. Listen to this. I put an ad in Craigslist. Chiropractor needed ASAP. I forgot the word emergency. I'm not going to throw in emergency. And we'll pay top dollar because I can feel I need an adjustment, a chiropractor. So much. All I need is my neck. Chiropractors usually don't like to say crack, adjust it. I cannot move my neck. I stretch my neck. I put my head in my neck hammock. I have so many devices here to stretch my neck, and none of them are working. Now, I don't want any sympathy. I don't want any compassion. I don't want any of that. I'm sharing with you because you can feel my vibration. There is a vibration that my neck bothering, a pain in my neck, has nothing to do with how I'm feeling. I can choose. I can choose being at peace. I am at peace because, you know, the universe will ask me this question if I have any kind of physical pain. Well, Rebecca, you know, if you have this neck pain, if you can't move your head from left to right for 2 inches for the rest of your life, does that mean you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life? What if you have to live like this for the rest of your life? You can't be happy then with this pain in your neck? And the answer is always, no, universe, I can be happy regardless of what you throw at me. Because there is a practice of detachment, a practice of detaching from the body. I am not my body. I know I'm in my body. I can feel my body, but I am not my body. I am not my body. And so with that, I don't care what the body throws at me. Pain, no pain, discomfort, stiff neck, tight neck. It is a practice of witnessing what is happening, as opposed to being involved and identifying. And you know what? If I'm putting myself in a still position, I don't need to move my head left to right. Being uncomfortable, detaching from being comfortable versus uncomfortable. And with that, I'm going to bring on Nathan. I hear Nathan wants to contribute to this, because we talked about being detached and being attached earlier. Hold on just a second. I know he's got a limited amount of time. Nathan, welcome to Reality Spirituality. We're talking about, are we our body and being detached? What do you know, or what have you practiced regarding detachment? And does your detachment include your body?
Wow. Okay. So does detachment include my body? I'm feeling like, okay, so the way I practice detaching from my body recently is doing stretches, yoga, and feeling, because the stretching and or the strengthening, whatever pose I'm in, can be uncomfortable. So it is uncomfortable, unless it's really, really light. Can be uncomfortable, so I know that I don't have to obsess over the discomfort of the stretch or the pose, that I can, you know, come back to bring my attention to something else, like my breathing or maybe music or listening to sounds. So that's the first thing that's coming to my mind when I think about detaching from my body. I know you were talking about have a clear physical pain, and the stretching isn't quite the same thing, but it's almost like the foam rolling too, where there's like discomfort of the roller, but it doesn't take over my full attention. That's what's coming to me.
Okay,
right,
I have
now
a question for you. Let me ask you this question. Can you be happy, you know, content, peace, at peace? Can you feel that real deep peace while you are in pain?
I think I can, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
And so that is really what I'm talking about. And sharing with anyone that their physical pain in their body or whatever's happening to their body doesn't mean that you have to be miserable or feel miserable. Can you add to that?
Now, yeah, I'm just thinking about when I was sick in January and how at certain times it just I definitely didn't feel like I could be happy outside of that illness. And then sometimes I felt like, yeah, my throat is sore and my body is aching, but I don't feel, there's a little bit more softness to it. Because that's another one when we talk about being sick, and I think the physical body is a really good topic for detachment, because for me, it feels a little bit more challenging to detach from the physical body.
Yeah.
Maybe anything
it
else.
Is more,
yeah.
And I want to use your example, because that was an example when you were here visiting in January and you got really, really sick. You were sick for a while, and then I don't know, after 5 days you finally went to the emergency and we got antibiotics for you. And if you had to go, and so all I'm offering on this show, I'm not t- telling anybody what to do or how to do it. I'm just offering different perspectives and different ways to deal with, experience, or go through, flow through life's challenges. That's it. So the program of, okay, my neck is killing me, or I am so sick that I've got to go to the emergency, that really doesn't have to, not really doesn't have to, that does not have to affect your disposition, your peace, the ability to smile, the ability to laugh. In other words, this programming of, okay, now I'm sick and I behave in this way, the program is now you're sick so you behave in a certain way. I would love to see someone that's really sick they're really sick, but experiencing, is this a word, unwellness? I don't even know if that's a word. But, you know, there's been a lot of people, and especially now talking about the sickness, can you laugh? Can you feel, and when I say laugh, because laughter is a place where you're feeling light. Are you able to feel light and laugh? Scratch the laughing, but are you able to feel light when you're going through something that 98% of the population, they're miserable? I'm sick, I don't feel good, I'll start smiling when I feel better. I'm saying that you can, and this is another option, feel good while you're going through this sickness and illness. That's what I want to say. So my question to you, Nathan, thank you for listening to that. My question for you, Nathan, is that happened in January, and I witnessed the whole thing. I mean, I tried to make you laugh. That's one of the things that I do. And then I said, oh, shit, he's not laughing. Nothing's funny. Nope, don't do that. He's not into it. Like you say, it's not funny. It's not funny. If you were experienced that again, do you feel like you could experience that being sick and to that degree with a different perspective or even more of a lightness is my question.
Oops, yeah. So I do think I would have a different perspective.
And why? Why would you choose that?
Just because I'm 1 day older and 1 month older and 2 months more practice and just doing it, just day in and day out, just having the confidence that, okay, this has happened, maybe not exactly the same way before, but there's an experience in my past that I can remember and use as a little bit of encouragement for myself and strength. And I think that's where the past is helpful, because this moment, you know, nothing's ever really repeated. But when I look back on my past at things that I've gotten through and overcome, and it gives me some confidence that I made it through. Basically, I made it through that. I can make it through this. And the other thing I want to say with the laughing, because I was thinking, okay, if I'm sick, not feeling good, and then you have a clown over here trying to make me laugh, sometimes it's not that I don't think laughing feels good. I know that it feels good. It's just in that moment, it's not. I don't feel like bending over backwards and cackling. But sometimes I feel like, okay, maybe cracking a smile, or just maybe taking an exhale, or just something that softens a little bit. So it might not be a full blown laugh, but making a little step towards it can be enough for me.
And you just summed up exactly what I wanted to the message is. And it's not to be able, because we're all so different, and I'm not a clown. I'm a professional clown. I mean, I'm the clown.
Excuse me.
What?
I said, yes, excuse me, professional clown. No, that is true. You are a pro.
And I would assume that it is annoying at sometimes, especially when you're, quote, not in the mood. But what you said was, and all I'm saying is, if you are experiencing whatever kind of discomfort, I don't know about anybody out there, but I will do anything just to lighten it up just a little. Do I have to be so serious? Do I have to think this neck that I can't even move 2 inches, is that so serious? The heaviness of this is serious. It just doesn't feel good to me. And so all I'm saying to the audience is, can we lighten up about everything? Can we just take a little, like you said, baby steps and lighten up about all of this stuff? Can we do that? Because whatever you're vibrating is what you're contributing. Can we just lighten up about all of it? Because the serious neck can't move, excruciating pain, and of course, you know, excruciating, what a word. I'm ready to watch and practice. Why would I focus on that? Why would I choose to focus on that? But I know that people are out there focusing on whatever they want to focus. I'm just sharing my perspective.
I really like that. There's something so nice about lightening up a little bit. And yeah, that feels really, it feels very doable to me. It feels like, you know, one breath away. And even at the very least, even just, I want to lighten up a little bit, even if in that exact moment I feel like I can't, or I'm just resisting it, or I don't want to, but I'm open to lightening up a little bit. I mean, it doesn't get better, more approachable for me than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you said you had to go, so thank you for your contribution to the show. I really appreciate when you call in and see, that's another perspective, which I love your perspective, because Nathan has taught me more than, well, so many things, but this baby steps, small bite, and because my nature is to, okay, let's get it all done in 2 minutes. And Nathan has taught me to, okay, just slow down, little bites at a time. Let's take our time. He's slow, and I'm the opposite of slow. But I like your perspective because it helps me that I don't have to take a big bite. I don't have to put the whole apple in my mouth and chew it up. I can just take a little piece at a time. So thank you for that, Nathan.
Yeah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of the day, whatever you're doing. Since I am your mother, I'm not going to ask you what you're doing. I'll ask you in a text.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm taking a yoga class at 1. But yes, and I love you, and good job over there, kid. Keep going.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. All right. So back to in my question to anybody in the queue, I have a few people in the queue, and if you want to talk to me, just press the number 1. So my question is it possible to feel, to be okay, to lighten up and feel good than when you're physically in pain? Are you allowing your circumstances to dictate your emotions? Are you allowing your physical circumstances to dictate how you feel. Now, I'm not talking about you feel the pain, because you either feel it or you don't feel it. But are you allowing your physical circumstances to dictate your mood, to dictate your lightness, to dictate all of that? I know I was programmed, if I'm sick, what is it? You know that. That's not the sick song. What is that? You know, you're dragging the chain, and you've got the around your ankle, and you're dragging a chain. You know that heaviness, I'm sorry, people. I don't like dragging excess baggage, excess weight, if I don't have to, and it is my choice. It's all of our choices. You can choose what you want to focus on, what you want to, your perspective. And again, can you, what if, I always ask this question, what if I'm stuck with whatever this physical ailment is forever? Am I going to be miserable about that? Am I going to be unhappy about that? Am I going to let that dictate my vibration? And so when I say blame and blaming, whether it's a circumstance, whether it's a physical illness, whether it's a physical pain, damn universe, I can't blame my vibration on anything other than my practice. And the practice comes from, if I'm experiencing this pain in my neck, which I am, I can't, you know, let me try this. No, can't move it to the left. Oh, maybe 2 inches. Right, maybe 3 inches. If somebody said, hey, if I'm driving, I'll probably have to, if I have to drive, I have to move my whole body. But anyway, if I'm experiencing anything, whatever it is, whatever life is going to throw at me, do I trust and let go and know that the experience is here for a reason, to serve me? Pain in the neck, you can't move your neck, or how's that serving you? That's a good question. I'm still waiting for that answer, but maybe it's serving me just by sharing my experience with my audience, that when you are feeling physically sick, drained, you don't have to, that does not have to seep into your vibration. I know the programming says, you have a question? I have somebody that emailed me a question. Let me see if I can read it at the same time. Like this physical pain. My brother is, how can he? Okay, one of the things, I know I don't say this a lot, but one of the things when you email me or you have a question, I like it. I really don't like answering questions about you asking for someone else. So if you have a question about self, because asking for someone else, let me scratch that because that's going to be a story. But what are you challenged by? What are you challenged by? And the best thing that I found to assist with other people is just be an example. Be an example of the universe, meaning being an example of accepting, be an example of letting go, be an example of flowing, be an example. And you know the biggest gift you can give to anyone else, the biggest gift is acceptance of them without judgment. Because because I used to do it. I would look at everyone and find out, oh, this person needs this help, this person's doing that wrong. But I found that my biggest gift to anyone is accepting them without wanting them to change, without wanting them to be different, without wanting them to do anything different. and realize and know that their journey is their personal journey. You know, we are as different as our fingerprints, and I know that their journey is personal to them. So my gift, what I can give, same as what the universe gives, is total acceptance. That's a hard one to do. Because usually, but 100% of the time when people ask me about someone else, how can you, then that means that there's no acceptance there and that you're judging what they're doing or how they're behaving. So my answer is accept them. Accept them and everything about them. Let me look at my notes and see if I covered everything here. Pain, quotes. Oh, you know, having all these new listeners, new followers, this reality spirituality show is about real life. I'm not quoting. I'm not talking about philosophies. I'm not talking about. I had a conversation with someone this week over FaceTime, and in the conversation, I mean, it was quote after quote. Well, Jung quote, Freud quoted this. Dalai Lama quoted that. I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But I'm more interested. This show is really about what happens in real life, in real time, and how can we practice? What do we practice to be at peace regardless of this real time life? Your philosophies, you can find a hundred millions of people talk philosophies. For me, it doesn't. What is that doing? That's for me. That's just my take on it all. I'm really into, okay, I'm experiencing this pain. My neck is killing me. I can't even move it. You should have seen what I was doing. I had, it's called a scolagon. I don't know if you know what that is. A scolagon is a machine. Well, it's not even a machine. It's just an apparatus where you put your head, you lay your neck on this, and you pump it up, and it enables you to just kind of stretch your neck backwards. So I was on the scolagon. I was in my neck hammock. I was bending over, letting my neck hang. I was doing a million things, and nothing works, and nothing is working. But I will be damned if this pain, if this being uncomfortable, is going to stop me from feeling good and being light and be able to laugh. And again, nobody's going to know about it. I'm not going to sit here and share anything. I'm not going to sit here and talk about to anyone else in my personal life, unless somebody said, "Hey, why are you turning your whole body to look at me?" Anywho, that was the show today. Let's see, what's the worst that can happen? I do ask myself that question a lot. What's the worst that can happen? And that question is, so the worst that could happen with this neck pain, thank you for hanging on, the worst that could happen with this neck pain is it never goes away. That's the worst that could happen. Or maybe I, instead of moving my head left to right 2 inches, maybe it goes, oh, shit, it just stabbed me. Maybe it's just one inch. So, I'm not going to allow anything to take away my lightness, my peace, my life. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website, my website's going to be updated, actually just changed all. It's just going to be up. What is it called? Not up. What is it called? Redone. Total redone. Remake. I don't know when, but it's coming up soon. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, I'm writing it now, even with the neck. Will be out sometime this year. Join me again next week And until then, my dear audience, I would like you to remember who you are. You are a physical example of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Remember, be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy... You see, I have it written down, and I usually have it memorized, but now I messed everything up. So now I had to open my eyes, and I'm going to read it the way I want to say it. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. You can make decisions. You can make choices in every single moment. You can change your perspective to feel any way you want to feel in any given moment. You are that powerful. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.